All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Mr. Billy Young is on the line. Go ahead, Billy.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you something, right? First of all, man, I really respect you, Earl. You know, I've been around and have had an opportunity from both close up and afar to see how you have risen just in terms of not just notoriety, but in terms of credibility in the community, man. And I commend you for that. And I commend Mike and, you know, everybody who's involved with keeping, hoping to try to keep some balance as far as the conversation is concerned. And I'm all about that. So first, I commend you for that, my brother.
Thank you.
Secondly, I grew up in L.A. I went to school in New York. I lived for 30 years in Milwaukee. So I have a broad perspective in many ways. And the point you were last making to me, man, relative to sort of the masses, relative to opportunity, relative to America for us, and you can define us in whatever way you want to. Have you ever been overseas? I know you were in the military, but have you ever been overseas?
London.
Oh, to a what I would call what we would define as a third world country.
Have you ever been to a third world country.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. We do not know how good we have it. And I haven't been all over the world, brother, but I'm going to tell you this, man. A couple of years ago, I went to the Philippines. And I understood, having lived in Compton, South Central, knowing from Brooklyn to Bronx to Manhattan, and knowing every inch and crook and cranny of Milwaukee. Man, and see again, perspective. If some of the folks here who bellyache and complain about their conditions, not that they're perfect, not that they're great, not certainly that they're not problematic, but you go to a place in the world, man, where people are, you know, have all, they grow up on the street, they eat the toilet on the street, they cook and they eat and they clean and they live on the street, have been all their lives, in multiple families and just people everywhere, and see the conditions there, then you get a different perspective.
So, Billy, are you comparing Calcutta to the United States of America? Are you comparing the Philippines to the United States of America? I don't see the correlation between the Philippines and the wealthiest nation on earth. So when we talk about the way people live in those nations, those are third world nations. They're not the most powerful and the wealthiest nation on earth. And I don't think the American citizens should ever be compared and their lifestyles to people who live in those third world nations.
Okay, well, so we're going to disagree, Earl, because here's the deal, man. We throw around these qualitative, not quantitative, terms, opinion, the greatest nation, the most, who says who?
I said the most powerful, militarily, the wealthiest
says
nation
who?
On earth, based
says
on
who?
Our military might, Billy.
Oh my. Okay. So that. Okay. Let's hold on.
Okay.
Let's put military in a silo, because in all these other areas, academic excellence, science and technology, and
Billy, I know we're not there. Right? I know we're not there. But because we don't look at it from that perspective, it is why we continue to be the most powerful military nation on earth, because we have fallen along those lines.
Don't miss my point, Earl, right? Here's my point, man. That many people, again, who would either consider themselves based on the national poverty line, or because mentally they just, you know, maybe even akin, this recently, after the economic stimulus, There was this whole, in fact, we're still suffering. I know people in Milwaukee who can't get people to work because there's this mentality of entitlement. We have as much of a responsibility ourselves, Earl, to stop belly aching and stop pointing the finger and stop whatever our I don't know what the expectations are of, okay, we agree, it's there. What is the next step, man? Accept the fact that there are people on that end of the spectrum who are not going to hear you, don't want to hear you, are not going to be involved in that conversation on both ends. But where do we want to be in a year? Where do we want to be in 5 years? And yes, have we continued to have this conversation over? Yes, we have. So what's the difference in my lifetime between the time I was first time voting, et cetera, in California, and now 30 or some odd years, 40 years later, 50 years later, seeing the same exact repercussions and fallout of economic exclusion and outright racism? What's the difference, Earl? Well, I would tell you that I have seen the work of people I've come in contact with over my lifetime, having had the wonderful experience of having spent that time in Milwaukee. People know me, man. People in Milwaukee know me. And I'm not from radio. I mean, you know, I travel the state as a referee, but that kept me connected to the educational, to academia. That kept me connected to politicians. Mandela Barnes is, you know, someone we've seen grow up as a young man in Milwaukee. But we also dealt with Scott Walker, who ran for unsuccessfully, though it may have been, for president of the United States on two occasions. What does that say? That says there's opportunity, man. That means that there's opportunity potentially to get to that level if we can get past the frustration. Got action. Let's make it happen.
So Billy, man, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out this morning, man. It won't be the last time. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Anytime, man.
All right.
God bless you.
That's Mr. Billy Young, good friend from Arizona. Always glad to hear from him. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. We'll be right back. Do you see?